Doc. Please, we have to get going, huh, Bonnie?
There's so much to do today.
What a day, what a
Both
day.
Both microphones are working and the loudspeaker is working.
Gee, we're so happy. This is perfect. Oh, this is going to be one of the best shows, really.
Oh, boy.
Are you ever lucky to be dialing your CBS station right now?
And first of all, boys and girls, we're going to hear the wind-up of Ray's recent European tour.
Well, Bob, I've had so much.
Oh, that hurt.
Boy.
Who threw that?
Right through the control room window, that came.
Gee, you ever see the fail law? I mean, you fell off, you're in high spirits. Boom, the roof falls in on you.
Well, I think everything is taken care of now. Do you want to continue? You got to Paris.
You want
to
go, hear about it, go yourself.
Well, okay, if you just want to let it trail off that
so.
Way.
You mind? I mean, somebody threw something through a window at me, and here I am. You know, I'm in a mood. You know what I'm going to do to all you listeners? Frank, you listen to a commercial.
Careful there, little Billy. Don't get too near that grill. Won't these spare ribs look tasty? Tell you a secret, son. One your grandma taught me. The meat you're cooking is only as good as the barbecue sauce you use. And to make the most mouth-watering barbecue sauce ever, put a little French's Worcestershire right into it. There's more than 15 spices and ingredients of French's Worcestershire, one better than the other. There's all the right things to bring out the best flavor in a hot or a sweet barbecue sauce. Huh? What's that, Billy? Say Mama uses French's Worcestershire right from the bottle? It's good that way too, son. All right, kids, come and get it. Here's a special offer. Get 12 delicious new barbecue sauce recipes. Just write Barbecue Book Box 56. That's Box 56, Rochester, New York.
Here in our studio this evening, a gentleman with a very interesting project that he's working on. He's a visitor to our shores from Great Britain, and he's consented to give us a bit of time right here to explain what he is just about. Lieutenant Arthur Cornwall - Adams from London. Lieutenant, it's a pleasure to have you here.
That's rather nice to be here, too.
On behalf of Ray, who's sulking over in the corner, I'd like to welcome you to our show, and on behalf of all America, because I understand you're going to do something that will more or less affect us, too.
Well, I certainly hope so, Bob. What I'm here for now is to do the preliminary work to a climbing expedition that I'm organizing here.
Now, you have in the past, of course, made quite a name for yourself and your fellow British climbers in having conquered several great peaks around the world, mountains which heretofore had not been scaled. Is that what you're going to do here, climb a mountain that we haven't been able to climb?
Bob, I think I have something rather interesting here that possibly will sound a bit ridiculous to you, although we hope that when we achieve this, it will go down in the annals of climbing as one of the greatest of its kind, or ever in history.
I suppose I know what it is. I just what wanted we're going to tell us.
What we're going to do, Bob...
Thank you, pardon.
...is to scale the north side of the Empire State Building over the radio antenna that top it, and go down the south side.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do this with three other explorers, is that right?
Well, we hope to have three, but then, of course, we'll have to spend many days preliminary to the actual climb.
Of course.
And setting up our base camp on the 15th floor, and then pushing on to the 65th floor, where we'll have to have the mules stationed along with the supply of oxygen.
That's base camp, too. I understand that, of course, you don't consider that window washers have scaled the Empire State.
No, that's a great misconception.
That's unofficial
scale.
Compare
their work with our climbing, it is, of course, altogether different. What they do is take an elevator to, say, the 20th floor, and then go through a window, and then clean it, come in, and go to another floor via the elevator.
Well, they don't start at the bottom, go up the outside, and down the other side.
See, it will take us, we hope, at least, to have it done up and back, that is, up the north side,
wave our hands from the top.
We won't plant any flag up there.
Oh, indeed.
Will you?
Mm-hmm. Indeed we will.
But actually, is there any other reason for doing this? Are you...
Well, it's just there, you know?
The pride, of course.
It's there.
Doing
it's
something.
There.
And, but you are in search of something, you told me before you went on the air.
Well, yes. We're in search of the abominable elevator operator that we've heard so much about.
Yes, I have heard
People
about
have seen his huge prints on the top there now where the viewers or the people on tour, you know, look out over.
Yes.
You're a bit much, you know.
And you're going to try to get pictures of him, of course.
That's all. We certainly wouldn't want to tangle with him or capture him. If I could get a picture of the abominable elevator operator, I think that would be...
Well, I know that you've got many weeks of preparation ahead of you and your stalwart group, and I hope that you have great success. Is there anything we can do to help in your projected climb?
Any type of encouragement at all would be welcome, Bob.
From our listeners, you
mean. Well, of course, if we thought that people were behind us in this venture, I know that we approach it with a good deal more enthusiasm.
All right. Well, then, if you would like to express your encouragement to Lieutenant Arthur Cornwall hyphen Adams.
You don't have to say the hyphen all the time. No, really, it's a bit much.
Just send along a card to us here at CBS
Arthur
Radio.
Arthur Cornwall Adams, the mail will get to me that way.
Arthur Cornwall Adams. And keep us in touch now. If anything new develops and you get your plans more definitely set, why, let us know.
I don't think I'll talk anymore. That sounds like a pretty good idea. I'd like to go with that guy.
Well, I think he's pretty well lined up with a crew, but...
I've always thought I'd like to do something like that. You know, climb a mountain or a tall building.
Hey. Well, you did climb a mountain, I remember, when you were younger, outside of Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Robin Hill, yes. Well, that isn't... Now that I've grown up and gone back there, it doesn't seem to be the...
No, it's about 50 feet elevation.
That's right. But when I was a kid, I thought it was tremendous, but it really isn't. I'd rather you didn't bring that up, Bob. Kind of makes me look like a...
Oh, I didn't mean you can sulk for another minute.
I think I won. Yeah.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics. So serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay up and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
We'll certainly do that. Now, we understand we have some very interesting regal guests here in the audience today. We have kings, so to speak. I wonder if the first one over there sitting in the third row with his... that cardboard crown you're wearing, sir. Tell us what king you are.
Well, I'm the toothpick king of Mount Kisco, New York.
Wonderful.
Unknown as.
You're known as the... I gather then that you're one of the chief or biggest manufacturers or salesmen or what?
Well, yes, I am a salesman, but I save them as a hobby, kind of. And I've probably got more of them and have made more things out of them than anybody. That's why I'm the toothpick king.
Wonderful. If we think it's worth it, we'll come back to you later.
Right.
You want to talk to me?
Yes, you are king of what, sir?
I'm the piano accordion king of Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, now, you're kind of in competition with our own Kirby Ayers here, who is the staff accordion.
No, he plays them. I just put them together and sell them.
Oh, you build them?
Yes.
You are a manufacturer of
accordions.
What do you make first, the bellows or the keyboard, or is it all made at once? Or how does
well, you
work?
Don't know. The first thing you do is to gather the materials, the little ivory keys,
mm-hmm.
although we're not using ivory in my...
Plastic mill, right?
Mm-hmm. And then we make the black keys, and they're plastic, too. Then we make the bellows, and we put it together, and we are... Find the king about that.
Anything else?
Oh, I can think about it.
That makes you the king of it.
You want to talk to me?
Yes, madam?
I'm the chicken a la King King.
Oh.
Of Atlanta, Georgia.
You're a cook, madam. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. I love southern cooking, especially southern chicken. Well, I've never had southern chicken a la
it's
King.
It's a combination of course, southern and Chinese. So, actually, it's so far south, it's almost Korean.
Well, we don't have many restaurants that feature that type around here.
No.
Maybe you could kind of cook us up a mess after the show. It would be good for all of you.
Colorful way of describing it. I've heard it called funnier things than that.
No, but you've heard the expression. I guess maybe it's a down east expression. I'll fix you a mess of dandelion greens.
Well, it certainly wouldn't fix it for me. No, I don't think I'd like that. I'll fix you a mess of dandelion green.
I don't know where it originated or just how it happened to be tied in with
food. Bob, is there any other kings out there we could talk with?
I think the pistachio nut king is here, but his story looks very dull on the card.
Right, and the fig king, unfortunately, is stoned and cannot come to the microphone. Nor would we permit it, even if he could.
We wouldn't, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
That's
one thing you can rest assured of. When you're listening to the Bob and Ray Show, there will be no stoned fig kings talking to you from my microphone.
I've got to go over to the other microphone and get ready for my Fritos commercial, Ray Goulding.
Hey!
Introduce me, I'll be all set to go.
Okay, now, friends, listen. The Fritos King of America.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos. Corn chips, it's not polite to smack your lips. But you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Whenever you have an outdoor party or an outdoor family meal, serve a bowl of crisp, refreshing Fritos corn chips. Watch that bowl empty fast. Fritos are golden chips of corn just made to munch. Serve them as a snack with sandwiches, salads, or your favorite cold summer drink.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
You'll find king-size Fritos corn chips taste just right whenever the occasion calls for a dip or spread. King-size Fritos are just the right size and texture, big enough for generous dip. Won't break or crumble at the slightest touch. Get Fritos today. Fritos corn chips.
All right, I'll go.
Nice going, boss. Very, very good professional job, really.
I tell you,
never ceased to amaze me at times.
Yesterday we touched on the fact that we hope to have a tent show traveling around this summer, and we have just a few minutes to chat with some of the prospective members. Tex Blaisdell.
Yes.
Tex, what are you going to do on
Webley?
This show, anyway?
Hello.
Well, I plan to do my rope twirling act. I've added a few new...
Down. Not too loud. You talk too loud, Tex.
I've added a few new twists to the rope, and I think maybe it will call for a little bit of colorful lariat work.
I'm going to show my cartoons.
Well, aren't you going to do readings, too? I thought you were going to do...
That's right. I'll show my tattoos, and I'll read.
At the same
for,
time.
For an encore.
Yeah, Natalie Attired is going to say some songs, and all in all, it should be a good 3-hour variety show.
Well, the thing is now is to get a tent big enough to hold the thousands of people that'll turn out.
Well, I'm the tent king, Bob and Ray.
Fine. We'll see you in the dressing room right after the show. But if we get the tent, you'll see the show. That's a promise.
Yeah,
you know what a promise means from us.
We can let you know more about that. Yeah, if the plans work out, so probably won't. Now, we'll be back in just 10 seconds.
So, until tomorrow, everyone, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
KCBS
Radio Network.
KCBS.